also pledging to ensure supply across the world.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. No progress is reported in an eighth round of trade talks between the United Kingdom and European Union.
The head of the British government's legal office has resigned following reports the UK is preparing to renege on commitments it made to the EU before the Brexit split earlier this year. The divorce is due to be finalised for good in December, with or without a trade deal to smooth the departure.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are not done with summer yet. In fact, that summertime humidity is going to be creeping back more and more over the next few days, and so are the rain chances. For today, look for a high temperature right around 93, heat index getting close to 100. There will be some widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Your chances of seeing one relatively small. Low temperature tonight, 72. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. We need the rain. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. Showers will be in more generous supply as we get towards Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have charged a man with capital murder after a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police say 18-year-old Julian Zagaglia shot 18-year-old Kobe Reed around 3:30 Saturday morning on Harrison Road. She later died at the hospital. Tuskegee police are searching for a missing 15-year-old girl. Lisa Williams was last seen Saturday morning in the 1700 block of Auburn Street in Tuskegee. If you have any information about where she is right now, call Tuskegee Police. And several apartment units were damaged in a large fire yesterday afternoon. Montgomery Fire Rescue tells us it took 8 fire units to put out the 2-alarm fire at Virginia Downs Apartments. No one was hurt. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss the Labor Day sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now through September 8th, you can get some great deals like Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil, just $26.95, and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. Or Bosch Pure Vision Wiper Blades. Buy one, get one free. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy CMA Awards Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes end October 10, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Is down 282 points. Temperature outside is 84 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Fox.
Hello, 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 Dan. Great to hear your voice.
Well, it's great to be back on. How are you today, Joey-san?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I had a good fulfilling weekend. Saw both my grandfathers, finished a book that I was reading, and watched a little wrestling. So it was an all-in-all good weekend.
The old little
wrestling? Yeah, a little bit of wrestling. They still got that going on. And
Well, that's not that fun. It's, well, my weekend was unusual, to say the least. First of all, I want to thank the audience. I want to thank you, Joey, for y'all two doing the show. But for the audience and the players, it's absolutely been the last of my recovery. From the point that I had surgery to the point that they cut me loose was 72 hours.
Wow.
That's totally unheard of. And it took them a while to get me out of the hospital. I didn't have a wheelchair. 3 hours to get up to the room to take me out, but it's absolutely incredible. And I owe that all to prayer. I really want to thank the audience for their prayers, solicitation, because it really does work. That's what got me through my cancer, and that's what got me through this surgery. I mean, the doctor said, I've never seen anything like this before, so that's pretty encouraging.
Yes, that's incredible news. And, you know, April Marie was bringing up how the recovery can be painful. And I'm like, Dan's been through this. He's the guy who turned down pain medication with the cancer. Like, Dan's going to make it through strong, and I knew it.
Well, I did mess up on one thing. On Saturday, we came back, and we got all the prescriptions filled. I didn't fill one prescription for potassium, which basically keeps my heart in balance. I didn't realize, I took it Saturday, I didn't realize I'd not taken it Sunday and Monday until I started really, I won't say crash, but sort of really getting tired. 7, we realized it's the potassium. So Rebecca's going to go get the potassium as we speak. So hopefully we'll get that with but it is absolutely incredible. I continue to solicit your prayers. Prayer is the thing that got me to this point and get me to the rest. So really, honestly, please continue your prayers. And I really, really appreciate it. My voice is going to sound a little soft, sound a little weak, but hopefully we'll be able to muster through this whole thing.
Absolutely. There you go. It's just great having you back, and amen to everybody who's given the prayers. Keep them up.
Well, we've had a lot of change over the last week. We've got polling that's starting to, as I mentioned last Tuesday, starting to flip over, and we look back 4 weeks ago, and I said, I think that's going to be the bottom for Trump. It seems to have been the bottom for Trump. And he's closing the gap. Doesn't matter the national polls, but matters are the battleground polls. And the battleground polls are clearly closing in. And when you're looking at battleground polls, and you're looking at their average threshold, everything after September the 20th, because they have everything before September the 27th, because it was before the September 27th, it was before the convention. So you can see a remarkable jump in Florida, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, post-convention, and pre-convention. And I'm telling you, Trump has closed, gone from 7 points down to being one up, but most of them are within 2.5 points for the margin of error. So that is really good, and I'm feeling good about how things are going. I'm really kind of surprised at the number of people would ask me in the hospital, what do you do? And I tell them, financial advisor and talk show host. And they go, what type of talk show? And I go, politics and current events. And I would tell them the type of show. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing the number of Trump supporters I went into, whether it was a nurse, whether it's a intern, whether it's an orderly. Black or white. I mean, I was really surprised. That gave me a lot of encouragement. Rebecca just brought in my potassium pill. Can you voice that?
Well, I wonder how many of those Trump supporters had to whisper they were supporters to you.
Yeah, everybody's kind of quiet about it. No doubt about it. It's so let's kind of get into the show. Let's start out with Ed O'Keefe and his report this morning.
The latest CBS News Battleground Tracker asked registered voters which presidential candidate would do a better job handling the COVID outbreak. Voters chose Democratic nominee Joe Biden over President Trump 50-38%. The poll also shows Biden with a 10-point lead in the race among likely voters. He travels to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today for a Labor Day event focused on unions and working families. As Ed O'Keefe reports, his running mate is questioning the president's push for a coronavirus vaccine.
I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump, and it would have to be a credible source of information that talks about the efficacy and the reliability of whatever he's talking about.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris says she wouldn't trust just President Trump's word on a coronavirus vaccine if one's available before the election.
I will not take his word for it. He wants us to inject bleach. I will not take his word.
And Harris isn't alone. A new CBS News Battleground Tracker poll finds skepticism about a vaccine is on the rise. Nearly two-thirds of voters say that if a vaccine's released later this year, they think it was probably rushed without enough testing, rather than a scientific achievement that happened quickly.
Okay, so we're going to play a couple of theories. One of the things that the Biden campaign has done is they started attacking the vaccine. You're going to see Biden kind of back off of that today. Simone, his campaign manager, did it in her interview with Chris Wallace. But here's the thing to remember. When the Democrats say something, it doesn't mean it's true. And what they're trying to do is talk things down, trying to talk the vaccine down. And everything that Trump is doing is wrong to them. The problem is is not working anymore. And people kind of going, give the guy a break. Give him a break. Let him kind of see what's out there. Don't just criticize something because it's Donald Trump. Now, Ed O'Keefe is going to be talking about the transition. Interesting people that Joe Biden is putting on his transition staff.
And as protests continue across the country, the poll finds more voters see Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is trying to calm the situation, while President Trump is perceived to be encouraging fighting. Mr. Trump has spent the last several weeks raising concerns about a potential spike in violence in the nation's suburbs.
Biden and the radical left's weak response has led to chaos and violence.
But the poll finds most people think it's not likely violent protests will happen in their neighborhood.
We do have two systems of justice in America.
Harris, who set the campaign in Wisconsin today, on Sunday also criticized Attorney General Bill Barr for denying that systemic racism exists in the criminal justice system.
There's no question that we have seen an unacceptable incidence for generations of unarmed black men being killed. Nobody can deny that.
Still 57 days to go until the election, but Joe Biden is now legally required to start thinking about a potential transfer of power. By law, he's opening a transition office here in Washington, and that staff is going to be advised by a handful of interesting people, including one of his former primary rivals, Pete Buttigieg, and a few of the women that he considered to be his running mate, including the former White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice and New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
I may have double-checked this last one. It may be a repeat, but we just did. Let's play it, Joey, and see if I did wrong here.
All right. Yeah, it is.
And as
okay, right. Let me go to a break. Then we'll come back. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey,
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Oh, it's so nice.
Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. We'll stay home, we'll stay home from surgery. Appreciate the text that I'm getting from folks. Some people are saying my voice sounds strong. Rebecca just walked in and said I sound muffled. What do you say, Joey? It sounds kind of muffled?
Sound a little muffled. That might be just the speakerphone set up. But, I mean, you sound pretty strong yourself. I think it's the speakerphone that's muffling you.
Yeah, I wish I had an actual microphone. Well, you know, there's another thing that happened on Friday. This Atlantic Magazine article came out, and I want the audience to expect that you're going to see that every single week. It's going to be something that's going to be a hearsay article that's out there that accused Trump of doing something that he didn't do. It's going to be a story about a story. Now, we'll say that... the Fox News lady, Jennifer Griffin, she perpetuated it, which I think was not a smart thing for her to do the way she did it. But I want you to listen to Terry Sullivan and Robbie Muck on talking about, are people believing the allegations against Donald Trump in certain areas? Interesting what they say.
Labor Day is the traditional kickoff for the fall presidential campaign. Democratic candidate Joe Biden goes to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today to speak with union workers and recognize working families. President Trump has a busy week on tap as he continues to trail in nearly all national polls. He plans to visit the key states of North Carolina, Florida, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
This morning, he faces a new onslaught of bad publicity from his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. In a tell-all book called Disloyal, a memoir, Cohen calls the president, quote, a cheat, a liar, a fraud, a bully, a racist, a predator, a con man, end quote. The book is distributed by Simon & Schuster, a division of Viacom-CBS. In a statement, the White House says Cohen has lost all credibility, and it's unsurprising to see his latest attempt to profit off of lies.
Joining us now are CBS News political contributors Robbie Mook and Terry Sullivan. Another morning, another round of scandal for the president. Terry, I want to go to you first. I'm reminded of a recent statement from the White House following one such scandal where they said, another day, it's something else. Who cares? Well, question to you is, does anyone care this time?
No. I mean, look, the reality is that if you believe all these things about Donald Trump are true, you already believe it. If you think they're all lies, just like everybody else is lying about them, you don't believe it. Nobody's changing their opinion based on these facts right now. Just not happening.
Okay, that was Terry Sullivan, who was Marco Rubio's guy. Now listen to Robbie Mook, who is Clinton's person.
Robbie, do you agree with that?
Sadly, I do. You know, I think we have to recognize, and this was a problem in 2016 as well, there's a whole information ecosystem out there that is constantly deluding people to say, this is all fake news, it's all a charade, and some people are buying into that. And, you know, the other thing I would just say is we've had years of this stuff. We, if anybody was looking for evidence about what a terrible human being the president can be, there was plenty there. And so, sadly, I don't know that this is going to convince anybody new. But I think for folks that were concerned to begin with, I think this is all the more reason to get out and vote.
Well, that was a nice little touchy during the end. I'm kind of surprised he agreed with him. But it really is. It's not sticky. And it's just like scandal, scandal, scandal. And frankly, the public is getting kind of tired of this. Okay, so Sullivan is going to end up going to talk about the Atlantic story, magazine story, and listen to how they're going to misquote McCain. I will play the piece for you of what he actually said.
Terry, I want to actually push down on one particular scandal, and that's the one over the president's alleged comments about fallen soldiers. There have been denials from the White House and aggressive pushback from the president. But on the other hand, the major players, General Mattis, General Kelly, John Allen, General Dunford, they have not come out and cleared anything up. Doesn't that hurt the president?
Oh, absolutely does, especially since you know, John Kelly was the primary witness in one of those situations. So, I mean, the fact is their silence speaks volumes. But again, I go back to the earlier point. This is not changing anybody's viewpoints. If you were offended by this, you were already offended by the fact that he said 4 years ago that John McCain was a loser because he was a prisoner of war. So, this doesn't change anybody's view right now, sadly or not. You know, if you believe he said it, you probably believed he said it, you know, that he's capable of this kind of thing. It's just not a game changer, and we're not seeing any of that.
Okay, did you hear how he said John McCain was a loser because he was a prisoner of war? That is a total falsehood. I want you to listen to Trump in his own words, isolated, saying what he said. It wasn't because he was a prisoner of war. It was because he lost in 2008. Listen.
Let's take John McCain. I'm in Phoenix. We have a meeting that is going to have 500 people at the Biltmore Hotel. We get a call from the hotel. It's turmoil. Thousands and thousands of people are showing up 3-4 days before. They're pitching tents on the hotel grass. The hotel says, we can't handle it. It's going to destroy the hotel. We move it to the convention center. We have 15,000 people, the biggest one ever, bigger than Bernie Sanders, bigger than 15,000 people showed up to hear me speak, bigger than anybody, and everybody knows it. A beautiful day with incredible people that were wonderful, great Americans, I will tell you. John McCain goes, oh boy, Trump makes my life difficult. He had 15,000 crazies show up, crazies. He called them all crazy. I said, they weren't crazy. They were great Americans. These people, if you would have seen these people, I know what crazy is. I know all about crazies. These weren't crazy. So he insulted me, and he insulted everybody in that room. And I said, somebody should run against John McCain, who has been, you know, in my opinion, not so hot. And I supported him. I supported him for president. I raised $1 million for him. It's a lot of money. I supported him. He lost. He let us down. But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers.
So he's referring to 2008. That's clear as a bell. But this is where the Democrats are getting in trouble. They're painting a picture that does not exist. And someone like me can go play the tape for you and find out that they're not telling the truth. They're creating false narratives. I think this is hurting the media
very, very badly. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Demo Show, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are not done with summer yet. In fact, that summertime humidity is going to be creeping back more and more over the next few days, and so are the rain chances. For today, look for a high temperature right around 93, heat index getting close to 100. There will be some widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Your chances of seeing one relatively small. Low temperature tonight, 72. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. We need the rain. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. Showers will be in more generous supply as we get towards Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So, on a Tuesday, I'm going to talk to a lot of people that went down to Squeakley Farm Market for Labor Day weekend, got the barbecue, they went and got ribs, got Boston butt. They said they were having a great time, and everybody ended with, wish you were here.
Yes.
And which is not a good thing to do for a guy who's bedridden or house-ridden, at least. But I'm really glad that everybody took advantage of that. Since we told me a ton of people came up to him and said they were Dan Morris Show listeners. Also, don't forget, Morris Corporation South and Sweet Creek Farm Market Growing will do the Sweet Creek on Friday, Morris Corporation on Thursday. This is a hyphenated week, so this is the week to get your name in. All you have to do is call, say something to me, talk to me, get your name in, and see, in the words of Milton McGregor, you can be a winner too. Four corporations out, size mortgage problem, just like yours. Good credit, bad credit, 567-9000, 567-9000. John Williams, great guy, great crew, and Mortgage Corporation of the South. We're going to talk about another issue here, which I think, despite what the press is saying, I think it's cutting against the Democrats, and that is the violence in the streets. They're saying that they think Joe Biden will be more likely to take care of that,
Again, that's a wish to vote. General population poll, that's not a likely vote. Voter poll, I think people, particularly the folks I'm talking to, they are worried about what's going on in our country. Wrong direction isn't because of Trump, it's because of people like Antifa. This is Sullivan and Moat talking about law and order.
Robbie, let's talk about the campaigning itself. The president has a law and order message, but in a recent CBS poll, more voters thought that Joe Biden was trying to calm things with protests in cities across America while the president was trying to incite violence. That's not a good look, I would think, if you're campaigning. Is Joe Biden going to get a bump because of that?
Well, I think that, look, the president, you know, it's the truth. The president is the one going around inciting violence. He was sending federal agents into cities that were just making things much, much worse. He wants this. He wants this kind of upset to then try to use it for political reasons. I think people see through that. So I do think Joe Biden is winning on this right now, and the president, as with many things, is undermining his own message. You know, if he really cared about law and order, he would be out there speaking about coming together. He would be doing something about the problems people are upset about, and he's doing the opposite.
You know, don't you love a Democrat? If he wants to talk about law and order, he needs to talk about coming together. How about he needs to talk about people obeying the law? See, that's the stuff that just does not make sense. They say it, but it is not true. So you have to be very careful. And I really think this is backfiring on them big time. Robbie Mook and people like that say what they just said. They need to come together. No, people need to obey the law. This is the phone. Our first caller is back, Smoking Otis. Smoking Otis, welcome to the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, I can hardly hear you, my friend, but, man, it's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you very much. Are you having a hard time hearing me on the phone or on the radio?
No, it's on the phone. It's kind of hard to hear you, Dan.
Oh, okay.
I'm out on the road, too. That may have something to do with it. But my question or comment is, what do you make of this Kamala Harris going up there to Kenosha and telling that Blake guy that she was proud of it?
Yeah, let me tell you one thing Kamala Harris needs to do. She needs to get the facts before she makes a statement. The other thing I noticed is, and I'm over-critical, over-sensitive to things, here's Kamala Harris telling people to get out and vote, and she's kind of screaming, talking to a small group of people 20, 25 feet away wearing her high-top U.S. kit. Now, back during my day as a little kid, that's what I wore. If I wore a white high-top. And that may be cool in California. That is not cool in Wisconsin and other places.
Yeah, I hear you.
And her saying things like that, they just do not realize when they say something what it sounds like to America.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I just had a little problem with it. I think that, you know, she kind of disrespects the officers by saying such as that and disrespects America by saying such as that.
Yeah, I think the Blake thing is going to backfire on them big time. The Portland shooter, they got killed by the FBI. They tried to arrest him. That clearly has backfired on him. And the guy was laying in wait for the guy.
Right.
Thank goodness they backed off from Patriot Prayer being a far-right extreme group. These people pray. Praying is not a far-right thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, anyway, Dan, I'm not going to strain you there. I'm not going to strain myself trying to listen to you, but it's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're doing well. We all been praying for you, my brother, and I'd like to get in on some drawings if I could. I'd like to get in on more.
Absolutely. Give me. Well, Joey's got it, don't you, Joey?
I do, and actually, Smoking Otis, you weren't listening carefully enough last week. You do know that you're the Mortgage Corporation of the South winner from last Thursday.
Oh, I did not know that, Joey. I stepped out of the car for a minute, and I did not know that. Well, I'm going to have to go by and see Mr. John.
Shame on you, buddy. Shame on you.
Well, we got you now. What I'm going to do, Before we go to other call smoking notice, I'll put you on hold and I'll get your information and we'll get it over to John Williams.
Okay, good enough, man. I'm going to pull off the road here and sit here where I can hear everybody.
Congratulations, Otis.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
I'm not sure who this is on three, but we could probably bring them on if you'd like.
Just go ahead.
You're on the Dan Moore Show. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Carol. Wanted to touch base with you. I'm so sick of politics. I mean, I have just had my feel of it. You know, I think everybody else between masks and politics, we're done.
So what are you going to do if you're not listening to somebody like my show and don't talk about politics?
Oh, I listen to you because I like your voice.
Well, thank you.
And the guy that was with you, he had open heart surgery?
That's me.
Oh, you. Quit talking so much. You're robbing your lungs of air. Did you know that? Because you can't hold your breath and talk.
Yeah, it's kind of, do I sound short-winded?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But well, I'll try to do better.
And it'll get better.
The doctor said this will be actually a good exercise for me.
Oh, okay. All right. But just remember to stop and breathe.
I'll try to remember to breathe.
Okay. You have a great day. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for calling.
Everybody's going to play doctor now, Dan, now that you're back on air.
I know. Dr. Dan. Okay, Sullivan and Mook are going to be talking about white middle class working voter. Listen to this and we'll talk about what is really going on.
Terry, the president does extremely well with white working class voters. He did great with them in 2016. There's not a lot in the campaign that seems to be broadening the message. In fact, he seems to be trying to go deeper. What do you think of that strategy? Can he turn out even more white working class voters to lift him in 2020?
Well, and yes, I think he can do that. And he can also, suppress the ones that don't care about him.
All right. Robbie, let's go to you.
Look,
do you think the president can turn out more of those white working class voters, and will it be enough?
Yeah, I mean, this is central to his strategy. If you look at a state like Minnesota, for example, this is how he gets it in play. And I think one of the things that Terry maybe was getting to there is I think for the president, it's always two things, turn out more of his base, but also suppress the Democratic base. And I think that's a combination of creating all this confusion about voting. He's talked about sending sheriffs out to the polling places to potentially stop people coming in. But I also do think you're going to start to see more and more the president directing messages at younger voters, particularly younger voters of color, you know, with misinformation to try to get people to stay home. Because one of the things we often forget is an enormous part of the reason Hillary lost 4 years ago was people either choosing not to vote or voting third party for someone else. Mm-hmm. And he's going to want that same dynamic this time.
Now, notice how they that, and the reason is going to be because of suppressing the vote. I tell you what the truth is going to be. The white working class and the African-American working class and the Hispanic working class, they're going to vote for Trump in really high numbers. And they're saying suppression, which is code for he's going to have a bigger vote than he did last time. How do you suppress somebody walking up to a voting booth, and you stop one, but you don't stop the other? Well, it's going to be a natural, organic thing that's happening. But I think the numbers among working black, working Hispanic, that are amazing, particularly male. Let's go to the phones to go to John D. John D's one of those guys who went to Quick Creek. How you doing, John D?
Dan, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm glad. It's good to hear your voice. We missed you.
Well, thank you. You should have brought me by.
A lot of prayers from that.
Absolutely. You should have brought me by some of those webs you were having from Tweet Creek.
You know, I did. I left them with Benji. And he
okay. Now I know what happened.
Couldn't be disturbed. Well, I took Benji out while you were at UAB and took him to Jubilee. And And anyway, at his fifth Corona beer, he told me, he said, I can't have any more. He said, I think Papa's coming back from Camp UAB tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, because I tell you, Benji can run up a barbell. I have no idea where he gets that from.
Well, what I want to know is how did he get the driver's license with somebody else's name in his picture, okay? And he wasn't born in 1967 either. Dan, I talked to Joey earlier and Jack today and made this prediction. Red Top kind of schooled me a little bit on my history, that the upcoming debates between Biden and Trump will not be the biggest knockdown dragout, that Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton already got that one. But I'll tell you, in modern times, and since they've been televising these things and recording them, I think we're going to see something that the likes of which we have never seen. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But those two guys are going to go after each other like rock 'em, sock 'em robots.
So who do you think will win?
Well, I think I don't know the dynamic. I can't figure it out. But I will say this from a strategic point of view. I think Biden has made the right decision that he's going to have to engage with Trump, and he's going to be negative. He's going to be nasty. He's not going to be Michael Dukakis. And I hope, and I obviously Trump's people, they're smarter than me. They know that. And if I was advising Trump, I would say that guy,
I think
is
Joe Biden's going to say something that is false. I think that Trump is going to jump all over him on that.
Well, I'm sure he will, Dan. And I'm just saying, I don't know how it's going to play out, the dynamic of the race. But if I was advising Trump, I would tell him, get the meat axe, not the scalpel, because this guy's coming with the meat axe. I think the net result is going to be to suppress Biden's vote. That's what I think. I'm not saying that because I'm for Trump. But they are going, it's going to be a spectacle. It's going to remind you, Dan, of those wrestling matches that we used to watch on Sunday afternoons on Channel 32.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Dan, listen, you hang in there, my friend. Glad to have you back. Joey's done a good job, and so did April. So, but we're glad to have you.
Thanks, John D. Appreciate you.
See ya.
The one thing I wish Trump campaign would do is lower expectations on Joe Biden, on Trump's performance, and raise expectations on Joe Biden's performance.
Right.
I think they're messing up with that.
Yes.
But I do agree. I think that the debate's going to be more like a rumble. And Joe Biden's going to call Trump out, and Trump's going to call Joe Biden out. The question is, which is going to be more believable? And Trump can do it the right way and really take Joe Biden out for the mistake that he makes. I think Joe Biden pointing out something, a mistake, quote mistake, that Donald Trump makes, I'm not sure that's going to stick. Joe Biden, that's going to be different. If he can lay out something that he said repeatedly, such as the Charlottesville thing, if he can lay that down out distinctly, I think that would stick. I think anything he's repeated multiple times, know that Joe Biden's going to go to that. And just hammer him, beat him over the head with it. Damn our show, going to a break, coming back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's that time of year again.
where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month, and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Still a show reminders. Byron York, Byron York from the Washington Examiner. He's him on Fox News. He's a political writer for Washington Examiner. He's going to be on at 2:05 with his new book, Obsession. You are going to really want to hear what Byron York has to say. It's at 2:05 today. Byron York, Washington Examiner, Fox News contributor. Also, I want to thank, again, the audience. I got a little girl named Liddy and Ellie listening to the show, welcoming me back. Guys, that type of stuff means so much to me. Your prayers, your thoughts, your reaching out to me, I really, really appreciate it. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Dan, I got to tell you how thankful I am to hear those words today, sir. Hey, I just had a great big peanut butter cookie from Sweet Creek, and I did it in your honor, sir, so welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. So you're going to give me those calories? You eat the cookie, and I get the calories?
Well, no, I'm going to have to hold on to those for you there. I got this granddad look that I'm doing nowadays. Hey, look, I wanted to see it, get your opinion on something. You played a recording just as I got in the truck. You had these guys that were commenting on how the president was causing the violence and that his opponent was trying to calm it. And I thought, oh, that is simple projection. I mean, they remind me of the guy in the wife beater T-shirt, you know, beating his wife and saying, "See what you made me do."
Yeah,
and there you go. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it's not working for him, and that's it. Remember, it's one of the axioms we have is, "What has Trump done wrong today?" And if there's something wrong out there, it's Trump's fault. This is not Trump's fault. This is Democrat leadership's fault. And it's working. I'm telling you, white suburban, female in particular, are realizing the Dems are not the folks they you want to have in charge. I mean, I look at these polling numbers. You've got Senate races that are starting to turn towards Republicans. You have congressional seats that are turning. They do not like Democrat leadership.
Yeah, the most remarkable thing to me during the time you were gone was when they changed course and said, "Well, gee, the polling is saying that the rioting is not good. Let's cut this off, kids." And I just thought, "Wow, that's the reason why we stop rioting is because we have a raise of hands, and you know, it couldn't be because it's wrong to destroy other people's property and steal. But you know, who am I?" But Dan, it's good to have you back. And Joey, put my name in the Sweet Creek pot. 11:21. I'm looking forward to any excuse to go back by there.
Very good.
He needs some more hubcap cookies.
Listen,
East, you want to get on definitely. The Mortgage Corporation South going also?
Hey, absolutely. Let's do that. I tell you what, now is a good time to sell a house.
Or we finance
that. That'll be Thursday, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Dan, welcome back, and you take care of yourself, and we'll look forward to hearing you full strength here real soon.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Well, and Dan, it was interesting as not just the Democrats and the Biden campaign, the whole media had to change messaging after, you know, Don Lemon made that remark. Biden, this doesn't look good in the polling for Biden. The one weekend, as they're trying to turn the ship of messaging around, you have NPR doing that interview in defense of looting, but all the looting is Trump's fault from other outlets. It's like, y'all haven't completely turned this around yet.
Well, you're going to hear Molly Hemingway talk about the how the Republican National Convention was a big background check on the Democrats. And what it is, exactly what I said, they started bringing it up, and the truth got out. And once people saw the video, and then the media started playing it, they went nuts. I mean, and we haven't even seen the change in the polls from that yet.
Right.
It's going to take about 7 days to go through the polling snake to get that one done. But I'm telling you, this thing is collapsing together. Forget about the big national polls. I don't care about New York. I don't care about New Jersey. I don't care about California. I don't care about Connecticut. I don't care about Illinois. I'm interested in 6 main states and 13 total states. And that's going to either win or lose the election for Donald Trump. Okay, Sullivan and Mook again, talking about getting the vote out, and this is interesting.
Let's talk one more point of campaigning here. 46% of respondents to the recent CBS poll did not think that Biden was campaigning enough. Do you expect to see him more after Labor Day?
Well, they've announced he's going to be out there more, and I think that was a really good decision. You know, the challenge, I know this from 4 years ago, the challenge of running against Donald Trump is that he sucks up so much of the oxygen. Voters don't actually hear a lot about, you know, his opponent, what they want to do, why they're running, what they believe in. And so to do that, Biden does have to get out there, and I think this was a good move on their part. You know, but I've also, you know, when you're running one of these campaigns, when you're in that room, there's risk to getting out there more too. And COVID's actually provided a slower pace to the campaign, which I think they've benefited from. So it's a balance, but it's good he's going to be on the ground and out more.
The answer to that is actually no, it's not. I mean, he didn't look good out there. He's not agile. He seems a little wobbly, and people don't recognize that. And you know who's going to really recognize it? It's local media. Mm-hmm. He can go to these places time and time again, and people kind of look at him and go, I don't know. That stuff he did in Wisconsin, that was not a good event.
Right.
And you notice the national media didn't really touch that. He kind of screwed that one up. In the church and lady talking to him, was not good at all. Let me see if we can fit in one half of this story on the pro-Trump caravan.
Which one, Dan?
The pro-Trump caravan.
All right. Actually, we need to hit our break here. So.
Okay. Let's hit a 7-hour break. We'll be back with John Williams and more right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.